I joined Clubhouse this week. My friends have been on me to join Clubhouse for a while. I got a couple of invites and I was like, I don't need another social media platform. But every once in a while, somebody will call and tell me like some amazing room they were in and some lecture they heard that was by somebody just fascinating. And all right, fine. So I joined Clubhouse this week. And
you forced me to do it.
And then, I invited you into Clubhouse also just because I wanted to see what you thought of it because you're really good with stuff like that. So far, the only rooms I've been in are rooms where people are talking about NFTs or Clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Like they're explaining how you could use Clubhouse to like today I listened to a lecture on like what you can do for your brand and how you could.
So it's a TED Talk thing.
Exactly. It's like all TED Talks and it's whatever you're interested in. Like you can join a room and you can leave a room and you can ask a question. And, you know, there's like famous people and then there's people that are like really deep into like the tech world, like rock stars in their fields. And they're giving these lectures and they're really accessible. And it's actually pretty cool. So the thing I wanted to talk to you for a second about NFTs, because there was a huge development in our industry today.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know what an NFT is?
No.
Okay. I had a feeling you didn't. Now, you spent the whole time when we were getting ready for the show today telling me how you're the smartest man on earth and you know everything.
I know everything. I know what this is. I'm testing you to see if you know what it is.
So an NFT is a non-fungible token. That's what an NFT stands for. Okay. And it's a form of cryptocurrency is the best way to explain it to you. It's like a something that doesn't really exist, but it exists. No, it's cryptocurrency. It's a Bitcoin.
It's Fugazi. It's whatever. It's okay. Fairy dust.
So, but NFTs are different because they're in the space of art and music and creative, like things that are creative. And I don't know if you saw last week, I sent you the picture of the cat in the pop with the Pop-Tart and the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know if you remember this, but in 2011, this dude who created this GIF, Chris Torres, he created this. Do you have it? Can you put it up? Because I want people to see. They'll know it as soon as they see it because it was a GIF that it's literally been like a huge GIF for 10 years.
Mm.
So it's the I don't need the sound for it. I just need to show people the GIF and they'll be like, oh, yeah, I know that.
Well, I think the sound makes it.
Well, yeah, because it's some Japanese song or whatever that's behind it. Okay. Yeah, so artist Chris Torres created this. The cat with the Pop-Tart body and the rainbow behind. It's called Nyan Cat, okay?
Okay.
So this has been around a really long time. So he just recently created a new version of it that he sold for 300 ethers, which is the equivalent of $587,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that digital cat that you just saw, he sold a digital cat. It wasn't a piece of art that you bring to your house. It was exactly what you just saw. He made an original one. He made a new one, an updated version.
Mm-hmm.
And he sold it for $587,000.
Wow, 587,000 Fugazi things.
No, dollars.
Oh, really?
300 ether coins, whatever they are, ether, whatever.
Right.
I don't understand the different. I know there's a lot of different bitcoins, mm-hmm. cryptocurrency. There's so many of them at this point. I don't know which ones these are, but 300 of those amounts to $587,000. So he walked away with a little over $500,000 for what you just saw, that digital version that you and I also have. We have it too.
But he made it and then he made this original one too?
So he did the original one that was a GIF. What I just showed you was the new version of it that just sold for the amount of money that I just told you. But see how we have it too?
Mm.
But we can access it, but we don't own it.
Right.
So he sold that to somebody. Now somebody owns that. That's their property. We can look at it,
mm-hmm.
but it's not ours. We can't do anything with it. We don't, we can, but we,
So Pop-Tart couldn't take that and put it in a commercial.
Cannot. Unless they paid this guy, whatever he wants for that sort of thing.
You could pay him in like 4 Bitcoin.
Maybe.
And then you'd take that.
So other digital tokens that sold just over the past couple of weeks. A clip of LeBron James blocking a shot in the Lakers basketball game. It went for $100,000 last month. A Twitter post by Mark Cuban went for $952. A Twitter post. You can go to his Twitter right now and look at it, but somebody now owns it. Okay. Lindsay Lohan sold an image of her face for $17,000 in cryptocurrency. And somebody, and that person who bought it resold it for $57,000.
This doesn't make any sense. So let's go back to LeBron. So somebody recorded his shot at the game on their phone, and they owned it.
It's a clip of LeBron blocking a shot.
Okay.
And somebody now owns that. It was sold on NBATopShot.com. It was sold for $100,000.
That doesn't...
Yeah. I'm looking at it. You can look at it over and over. You can just keep looking at it over and over. But right. somebody now owns that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you could walk into the Staples Center, record something, and then own that. Because the minute you walk in the doors, that you give up all the rights to all the images.
That's the thing I don't understand, because I understand NFTs and everything, but I don't like the artists that are selling stuff. You know, that makes sense to me. And I'm going to get into the reason why there was big news today that I wanted to tell you about in terms of NFTs in our industry. But I don't understand how the NBA does not own those images. So you can take an image of LeBron James and then resell it?
No.
That's the thing. That's the only thing I don't really get.
Unless you're press... And you have credentials to do that, but on the back of your ticket, when you flip it around, you can't take photos and sell them. They're not your property because they own everything in that building. They own the logos. They own everything.
I know, but the digital media, I guess, because you took the digital media is what you sold. So artists, musicians, influencers, sports franchises, you can sell digital goods. So that's what that is. Do you know what I'm saying?
It still doesn't make sense, because you could go and record a Taylor Swift song at her concert, and she still owns that, though. I mean, the venue owns that.
But see, that's the thing. I don't think so. I think that's the whole idea. If you're an artist and you do something artistic with it.
That's that whole Perez Hilton thing. If you draw a photo, then
right,
you
own it. Right,
you
draw a dick on it, yeah.
Yeah, and if you make the photo upside down, that's a slippery slope when it comes to that. I wouldn't want to take on the NBA by taking a photo and then, but I guess somebody did.
Yeah,
I don't see how that's, how does it work in radio? What
I mean, unless the NBA is the one who sold it. The NBA might have been the ones who sold it.
Yeah. Then maybe that makes sense.
Yeah, maybe they were the ones who sold it then. Because you know what? I just realized I'm not sure who sold it. I just know somebody bought a clip of LeBron James for $100,000.
Right. If you have press credentials when you're there, I think you can take a photo and sell it, because then you own it. But you have to go through all those channels first.
So I've been going on Clubhouse listening to all these digital creators talking about NFTs and how they're making money off of it and their ideas for it and whatever. And I guess there was this DJ who, sometime within the past couple of months, he and a friend made a couple of songs and they had sold them. They were the first people to sell music via these NFTs. And I guess bigger artists were like, hold on there. Like, you're just some DJ and you made all this money. They made $1.1 million selling their music digitally like that, but as an NFT. So today it was announced that the rock band Kings of Leon, they are the first to release a new album completely as an NFT.
Oh, they jumped on it immediately.
Immediately.
They're like, we immediately. Need money.
I know. It's going to be a digital collector's item. And here's how they're going to do it. So it's almost like, let me explain it to you this way. So an artist like Andy Warhol, who used to do like a print. So he would do a print of something and he would do one. And then he would start printing them out. And it would be like, you know, one of 400.
Mm-hmm.
But once 400 is over, there's no 401. So there's only 400 of them.
Right.
So only 400 people on the planet, have, let's say, the soup cans.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Kings of Leon is going to do it. I think they're only selling 300 digital whatever pieces of music.
But then if you buy, if you're one of the 300, then you could use this song in a Nike commercial because you own it. You know, they can't come back at you and sue you.
Well, I think this is an old song. I think it's a new album. It's called When You See Yourself.
Right. I'm just saying this is Kings Leon, but
right.
Their new song probably sounds exactly like this one.
all their songs sound like this.
Sound exactly like this one. So yeah, then you would own it. Then you could do anything you want with it. We could put it in our show. We could put it in anything.
So here's what you're doing. If you're into Kings of Leon and you want to do this, they're offering in the album package. There's a vinyl album. There's a digital download. It's $50. It's going to be released tomorrow by Yellow Heart. It's a ticketing and music NFT platform. And it's only open for 2 weeks. After the two-week period, no more are going to be made. And then what you get with it is you get like something called a golden ticket where once concerts start again, you get like front row seats, you get to go backstage, that kind of stuff. So if you really love Kings of Leon, $50 is not a lot to spend on an NFT for this experience.
Right.
And for being able to own their music exclusively.
That's a good idea. I mean, that's a really good idea because there's always been that fight. If I buy Rattle and Hum album,
yeah,
I don't own it. I own the album, but I can't put it in my radio show. I can't put it in a GIF. I can't, you know, put it on the internet.
Right.
But if you sell the album like they're doing, then you can do anything you want with the songs.
Right.